This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We have time for you if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the on-air call-in line rooms are available and open to you on our Discord server. Head over to discord.lrn.fm and you can get connected there. You do need to have the Discord app in order to use those call-in rooms, and the app is free. So go grab it up and then have fun chatting with other Free Talk Live listeners, because that's the other purpose of the Discord chat, is to interact with other listeners and callers on the show, and also some of the hosts. I'm in there regularly, and some of the other co-hosts are as well. So head on over there, discord.lrn.fm, to get interactive. As we continue here, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're going to move into a different story. We've been talking about kind of the failure of print media, and but now we're talking about Texas, where government bureaucrats, the police, have cracked down on a woman, apparently, who created a sign in her yard, which should be your freedom of speech. This is a clear freedom of speech violation.
Oh, yeah.
That says your vote matters in pink on black. And that's on the right side of the sign. So it's kind of like a wide format sign. On the left side of the sign, there is the kind of the Republican elephant icon.
Yep.
With a blue striped star at the three stars in blue at the top. And then the bottom part of the elephant is red. And there's like a white stripe through it. And then the elephant's got a trunk coming yep. out. And the trunk is going up the skirt of a what appears to be a female wearing a pink dress. And the girl is yelling, help! And so that's the sign
yep.
that we're talking about here.
And that, I forget the name of the person in Texas that put this on their property. They did not draw, initially, they did not come up with this image.
Correct, it's a copy.
This image was run as an editorial cartoon in the Washington Post in 2017.
Wow. Yes. So the original artist, apparently Ann Telnace, was the Washington Post article. She's got a tweet of the original image she created. So this is a painted version of the same, not quite the same. In the painted version, the
different
girl,
coloration.
Yeah, well, the girl actually has a face. In the original one, she does not. It's more of like an icon. In this one, the girl is like got a screamy looking face. She's shocked, surprised by the elephant trunk going up her skirt or up her dress. The campaign sign drew the scorn, this according to the Star-Telegram, of an elected state official, and then it was confiscated by the police.
Illegal.
Oh, yeah. Illegal for the police to confiscate it, you mean?
Yes.
At issue in the small community of Hamilton, Texas, which is west of Waco, it's a little town of 3,000 people, was a homemade yard sign featuring the elephant that we described and its trunk going up the skirt of a female. The sign saying, your vote matters. Other signs promoting Democrats from the U.S. Senate, candidate Beto O'Rourke to agriculture commissioner, candidate Kim Olson were in the background. So this is clearly a Democrat who put these signs out. Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller, who was all upset about this, said, this is supposed to be Judge Kavanaugh's young daughter. This Democrat sleaze knows no bounds. He said in a Facebook post this week. However, Marion Stanford, that was the name of the lady you were looking for, yep. she's the one who made the sign. She told the Dallas Morning News she did paint it after watching Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testify before Congress, but said the female on the sign was not Kavanaugh's daughter. She said it was echoing a cartoon by Ann Telnace of the Washington Post, which, as you pointed out, came out in December of 2017.
Yes.
Long before the Kavanaugh nomination controversy hubbub. Even so, Miller's Facebook post drew attention to Stanford and her sign, prompting countless reactions, including those that called for her to be arrested.
On what grounds?
Great question. Police did show up at her home. Some say she was told to remove the sign or it would be confiscated. City officials said police visited Stanford's home, and she asked them to take the sign. Why would she do that?
I don't believe that she asked them to take the sign.
I don't believe that
what
for a moment.
What I think probably happened is they said, you have to remove the sign. And she said, I'm not going to remove the sign.
Or else we're going to XYZ. And she's like, I'll just take it then or something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you take it, but I'm not taking it down. Yeah. If you want it removed, you remove it.
The story is pretty fresh. It was updated just 3 hours ago on Star Telegram. So I'm interested in hearing the homeowners, the sign owner here, Ms. Stanford. What is her explanation? Because all this article here from Star Telegram says is, some say. Well, who the hell is that? Who's saying she was told to remove the sign or it would be confiscated? City officials again saying police said she asked them to take the sign. Either way, the sign's gone, and Miller posted again on Facebook that he's happy with the result. He said, quote, the offended bureaucrat, I'm glad that I called out this offensive campaign sign and am pleased that hundreds of others did so as well. It's vulgar.
And doesn't matter.
And just plain wrong.
Doesn't matter.
And it had no place in someone's yard visible from the street.
Private property, she can put whatever sign she wants, right, as long as, in accordance with the Texas code, which I have pulled up, there's not more than 36 feet of signs in the yard.
Not that big.
It's not more, well, combined.
Nah.
She does have other signs, but still, she don't have more than 36 square feet of signs.
I see
none
three.
Of the signs are more than 8 foot tall. None of those signs are illuminated, and none of those have any moving elements.
Correct. I see three signs here, four signs maybe, of like the standard yard sign size.
Right.
And then this larger sign with the iconography with the elephant with the trunk going up the skirt maybe is about the size of 3 yard signs combined.
Right.
Well, so in width. And in height, about the same height.
I found something from, and I realize that this is outdated, from 2008 from a group called the International Municipal Lawyers Association that had a conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, in 2008, and at that time, they put out something called Sign Wars, the First Amendment and Political Signs.
Mm.
And
this isn't the first time these sorts of things have happened.
I know. On page 9, they talk about signs on private property.
Mm-hmm. Which is what this was.
On private property. And again, this is designed for municipal lawyers, city councilors, bureaucrats that
and
come
who,
up with...
Who published this? I'm sorry.
The International Municipal Lawyers Association.
Okay, city attorneys.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
For municipal attorneys.
Right.
Here's what you can and can't do about things on private property. On private property, you cannot prohibit all temporary signs. In a content-neutral manner... Key words there, content neutral. You can limit the size of yard signs, both individually and by total square foot. You can place reasonable restrictions on the shape, height, spacing, condition, and composition of signs. You can place reasonable restrictions on the location of signs, especially if it interferes with public safety. You may be able to place reasonable restrictions on the illumination of temporary signs. You might be able, and again, this is from 2008, and things have changed since then, you might be able to place some reasonable limitations on the duration of temporary sign posting that is not tied to election dates, and you might be able to limit the number of temporary signs per lot to one per political candidate and issue on the ballot.
Okay. But you said things have changed since 2008. Wasn't there some Supreme Court decision?
There was.
That basically threw
Reed
out sign
Gilbert,
code?
It didn't completely. One of the dissenting judges, and I forget who it was, I'm thinking it was Sonia Sotomayor, said that the logic used by the majority could be used to invalidate every sign code in this country.
I'm interested in hearing a little more about that. If you have a summary of what the case was involving, because you had told me that you believe that it could indeed do that if somebody were to actually challenge local sign ordinances, which are very restrictive in many communities, restricting businesses, restricting individuals from expressing their opinion.
Yep.
In this case, this woman was fully within whatever rules for signs. This was all about content.
Neutral.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And I also want to let you know about Zencash rebranding to Horizon. Now, we've told you why they're doing that, because Zen, which is still the cryptocurrency, it's still called Zen, it's a bigger concept than just cryptocurrency. It's also a privacy platform. You can learn more about Horizon over at horizon.global, horizen.global. Now, we want you to know that Free Talk Live is giving away Zen.
Yes.
And over the last several weeks, couple months basically, Free Talk Live's given away more than 11 Zen, and we're doing more now. We targeted originally the Free Talk Live amplifiers, had a shot at it. We gave some to the podcast listeners specifically, to the radio listeners, and at least we attempted to. And to enter the next giveaway, which is open to anybody,
yes,
you can send your Zen address via email to daryl@freetalklive.com. That's you, Daryl.
That is me, Daryl.
You also need to include how you listen to the show, and it does have to be what's called a transparent Zen address, so not one of the private ones, but the public ones.
Right, and the transparent ones are a little shorter.
Good to know. The winner will be randomly selected from all of the entries received before noon on Wednesday, and the giveaway is open to everybody as long as you haven't won previously.
Yes, and remind me while we're in Portsmouth, because we're going to be in Portsmouth on Wednesday, make sure that I remember to actually send out the Zen.
Yeah, I'll need to put that on my my calendar to remind you, because there's no way I'm going to remember that.
I will probably remember, but you know, just as a backup, I'm saying it.
Very good.
If you can try.
We'll get to it. No doubt about it.
It will get did.
So if you want to enter the contest, all you got to do, again, email daryl@freetalklive.com and just tell us how you listen to the show. That's all you got to do, and include the Zen address so we can pay out if you're the chosen winner. So Zen... Learn more about Horizon over at horizon.global, horizen.global. Let's go to the phones and to probably not fun, James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on YouTube. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris, do you care about your friends, Daryl and Ian, right there?
Oh, wait a minute. I had him muted. Sorry, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Hey, Chris, do you care about your friends, Daryl and Ian, right there?
Huh? You cut out there.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, do you care for your friends, Ian and Bernard?
Yeah, you got a real crappy...
Daryl, that is.
He asked, do you care for your friends, Ian and Daryl?
Because luckily for Daryl W. Perry, that calls himself a minister of peace and love and liberty, I'm not going to be in the place of my birth on Wednesday. Because speaking of trumpeting charges on the public airwaves about things that I've never done, like having multiple theories. Your friend Ian there once called me a liar when I told
you
him that
wasn't
the truth. And hey, Chris, let me ask you a question in all seriousness, because not only am I not lying, and the two losers and liars you're sitting next to have loved to smear me on the public airwaves about something that literally has never even happened. I haven't committed. I did get a Dewey 8 years ago, one, and they've turned it into as many as five, according to Daryl W. Perry, who went on musing about me and slamming me when I couldn't respond. And I still remember that, Daryl, and I'll never forget it.
He's not listening to what you have to say, so it doesn't really matter what words are coming out of your mouth, just so you know.
You have those two buck teeth, Southern man, but I am going to hurt you, and you are going to regret having called me things.
So that's an actual threat
right
there.
Definitely a threat.
That's an actual threat right there.
Bernard.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
I've broken both your arms and probably faced them with my fist. And I will when I meet you.
I'm so scared.
Is he drunk?
Thanks for the call. He's probably drunk. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's James Wittekind in Arizona threatening the hosts of Free Talk Live. Usually he kind of beats around the bush.
Yeah.
He's usually not so drunk to where he's unaware that he's actually threatening. In this case, he actually did come right out with a threat against us. And you know what? What's new? That's what that guy does. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and he's one of the characters that's on our Discord chat.
Oh, definitely.
Although he has been relegated to the room for a special room that was initially created just for him. That way he couldn't be so awful and toxic in the actual chat rooms. So there's a special room called Toxic User Zone, NSFW, which stands for Not Safe for Work. So if you want to go and talk to James and listen to him ramble about murdering people and hurting people and threatening Mark Edge's son in almost every post he
makes.
Did
he really do that?
Bizarre.
Wow.
I didn't know about that. Well, it's one of those things. He kind of like beats around the bush. He talks about how he is looking forward to seeing Mark's son suffer. So that doesn't
the kid's like 8 years old.
That
what is
say
wrong
that
with this
James
dude?
Is going to make him suffer. It just is a prediction that he's going to suffer and that he's looking forward to seeing.
And here are the specific details of the way.
But tonight, he went a little further. Anyway, the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to a much friendlier caller. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. A breath of fresh air. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I am a friendly caller. I'm not going to threaten your life like that one caller.
No, you'll have the government do it instead. But, you're a communist. But regardless, at least you're nicer and on the phones. Go ahead.
So what's on your mind?
Yes, Deborah Holland is the soon-to-be the first Native American woman elected to Congress. I know that she got my vote because she will help me build more women-only daytime homeless shelters. I am very
so when
sure
you say help you build them, you're going out
confused
with the contractors and like you're
swinging
you're going
a hammer.
To, swing a hammer, lay some bricks.
Sarah, you're not homeless.
But the thing about it is that she'll be friendlier to women that are in need to get funding for our state and to bring up like human trafficking issues that women need only daytime shelters as a congresswoman. Because of the Native, many of the Native American women are trafficked, by standards. For some reason, because a lot of them, they come from alcoholic, abusive background homes, so it's very easy for pimps to pimp them out.
Think the answer there, Sarah, is to actually legalize prostitution? That way, sex slavery is less likely to occur because people could enter that trade voluntarily and sell sex consensually to people rather than being under the threat of violence from some sort of violent pimp or criminal gang?
Well, I don't know really about that, but I feel that we get more women congressmen and...
Well, just think about it for a moment. I mean, what's your initial reaction? If you don't know a lot about it, you know that prostitution's illegal. You know that the police will arrest prostitutes and, punish them and arrest the Johns and punish them. Don't you think that should end? And shouldn't people just be able to trade sex for money voluntarily?
But I'm in a disagreement. I just want pimps to be put in jail more.
So you want to also arrest the women as well?
Well, I don't know.
Something to think about. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court is near certain, as three undecided senators say they'll vote for confirmation. One of them, Maine Senator Susan Collins, who says there's not enough evidence to support sex assault charges against Kavanaugh.
Therefore, I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin posted to Twitter that he would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Senator Jeff Flake told reporters that unless something big changes, he'll vote to confirm. A Chicago jury finds Officer Jason Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of a 17-year-old. His attorney says Van Dyke and his family are relieved he's not facing the death sentence.
You know, it was an emotional moment with him and his family, and all I can say is that guy is the toughest man I have ever met in my life.
Sentencing is set for October 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. Because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And if you are working in the retail world as a manager or an owner and you want to integrate cryptocurrency acceptance at your point of sale, then we've got the solution for you. It's AnyPay. You go to anypay.global and you get signed up for the AnyPay system. It is super easy to do that. All you need is a username and password you create. And then once you get that set up, then you go in, you pop your personal cryptocurrency wallet addresses that you want the crypto that's happening at the point of sale to go into your wallet. You drop that address in the back end. And you can put it in there for different cryptos like Bitcoin or Dash and others. And then you load the app up at your point-of-sale device. If you've got a tablet at your point-of-sale, you're already halfway done. Get started over at anypay.global. That's anypay.global. Daryl, we're talking about the story here. You've been doing a little digging. Right. We talked about sign ordinances. A woman in Texas, a little town in Texas called Hamilton in the middle of nowhere west of Waco, she got in some hot water with police where they confiscated her sign. Cops are saying she told them to take the sign, which seems highly unlikely given that she actually spent time creating it. It was a hand-painted
sign. I think most likely what happened is they said, either you take it down or we take it. And she says, I'm not taking it down. I guess that means you're taking it. And they're like, all right, you said we're taking it.
Yeah, that is a clear violation, intimidation of this person, if that's how it went. And we don't have the story from the woman at this point. It's,
right.
It's pretty much a breaking news story. But
would
if that's
not
what
surprise
happened,
me if there's something from the Texas or Texas ACLU in the next couple of days.
I sure as hell hope so.
Filing suit against the town of Hamilton for violating basically every right
speech
in the
and
First
political
Amendment.
Speech rights, yeah.
Right? Because political speech, and this is the thing that changed with Reed v. Town of Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay,
is that the various types of sign ordinances were considered to be content restrictions. And the Supreme Court basically said you can't have a ordinance based on restricting content.
Wait, were they were saying that signage size restrictions were also content restrictions? Because there's plenty of size restrictions.
No, not the size.
Mm-hmm.
The actual content of the sign. So in this particular case, the town of Gilbert, Arizona, placed restrictions more heavily on the duration of display of temporary signs for events. To where the town said you can't put up a sign more than 12 hours before the event begins,
oh,
and they
God.
Must be down at least 2 hours after the event ends.
Hmm.
There was a church that did not have its own building, and so they changed locations every week.
Right.
So they would, you know, like float between different places that they could rent for a Sunday. And so every Saturday or Friday, I forget exactly when they were actually putting the signs up, but they were putting them up definitely more than 12 hours prior to the start of the church service. And the town said, you can't do that. Our ordinance says that it can't be up for more than 12 hours before your church service starts, which basically says if you've got church that starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, you can't tell anybody via signage prior to 10 p.m. Saturday night where the church is going to be. So they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court essentially said that limiting the type of sign based solely on the information on the sign is a content-based restriction.
I see.
So what I mentioned about political signs is still fairly accurate as far as
the size restrictions are legit.
Size restrictions can be, as long as they don't wind up saying no more than this size for this type of sign and this size for this other. So as long as it's an across the board, all signs meet this,
right,
then that's a content neutral restriction. But if they say political signs can be this size, but other signs can be this size, that's a content based restriction.
In this case, she was...
In this case, they're just saying, somebody found this offensive,
right,
and
take
we got
to
remove it. That is a content-based restriction. You can't do that.
Well, they did it.
Well, yes, you physically can do that, but legally you can't.
Right.
You are not allowed legally
to do
that.
See, the way
the
government does things is they do whatever it is they want to do, and then the only way that it stops temporarily is if, like you said, the ACLU or some attorney's willing to take this case, take this all the way maybe to the Supreme Court in order to get the same damn results that have been, because this isn't the first time some, you know, trigger happy cop or whatever, some authoritarian nut job has come along and stolen a sign from somebody.
Texas, also the state where the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, no relation to Roger Paxton, who's been on this show several times, he is continuing the prosecution of a high school girl who did not stand up during the saying of the recitation of slavery, I mean the Pledge of Allegiance. There's a state law in Texas, apparently, that says that everyone must stand unless the parents say that it's okay for you to not stand. Or you've got some kind of injury or disease or illness that prevents you from standing. Well, this girl's parents never signed a statement saying she's not standing.
Yep.
She just didn't do it.
And she shouldn't have to.
She shouldn't have to.
Of course not.
But the attorney general is continuing the prosecution, even though there is a lot of federal court precedent, including at the Supreme Court,
right,
that you cannot force students to stand up and say the recitation of slavery.
Because it doesn't, you know, as far as what's happening in that particular case, and we did cover that on Free Talk Live with this the girl in Texas. Just absolutely outrageous. This is old precedent, but the government can continue to prosecute these things because there's no real punishment for them. Even if they lose a case,
right,
they'll frequently...
The Attorney General of Texas, he's not paying the legal
correct
fees. He, if the girl winds up getting a settlement, it's not coming,
not coming out of his paycheck.
It's not coming out of his checking account.
It's a political move on his part because, you know, he can run for re-election and be like, oh, I tried to crack down, I tried to do the right thing, but the system wouldn't let me, you know, just to make it look, make himself
right
look good
and
to his political
constituents.
And there
are people that say, well, Ian, we need these immunities for these public officials to where they're not personally held liable because otherwise nobody would want to be the Attorney General of Texas.
Yeah, right. There's plenty of, you know, sick power freaks that would still take that job even if the immunities weren't present.
Yeah.
Because even without the immunities, it's hard to go after these people. You know, it's hard to gather whatever funds you need. It's hard to find the attorneys who are willing to take the case. A lot of times attorneys don't want to take on the state because they're afraid. They're afraid they're going to get targeted. I remember a friend of mine in Florida had a what seemed to be an obvious case of police abuse that happened against him. He had the cops pull him over and dogs tore his car apart. The police dogs literally scratched his car up and tore it apart. So, like, the paint job on the outside was scratched when the dogs were, like, jumping up on the car, which they were probably being trained and told to do by their handlers. He didn't have any drugs in the car. They didn't find any drugs.
Right.
But, the you know, dogs are acting like there's drugs in the car. So they're letting them jump all over the damn car. They go inside. They tear the car open, you know, tear up seats and panels and whatever.
Right.
And of course then they, like always, leave the car as is. They never put it back together. So they just
completely... Of course not. They don't know how it goes back together.
Right. And so right, they know how to destroy. And so he had, in my opinion, a pretty clear case of violation of, you know, these cops went way too far.
Of course.
But couldn't find an attorney willing to take the case. The toll free number here, even if he was gonna pay him, he couldn't find an attorney willing to take the case.
It's not a winnable case, probably.
Well, maybe it's not winnable, or maybe they just don't want to go up against the police department.
It's probably not winnable either.
What happens if the cops pull you over and go after you?
I suspect it wouldn't matter. Even if they could, they probably wouldn't take it.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. I did find more from Ms. Stanford, the woman who made the sign that police confiscated. It was what you thought it was, Daryl. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. Also, routers are subject to some new regulations in California that are pretty outrageous. We'll get into that. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And also want to make sure that you know about the Free Talk Live Twitch channel. Actually, the LRN.FM Twitch channel, which features Free Talk Live. You go to twitch.lrn.fm. Twitch, for those that don't know, is primarily a video game streaming platform, but they expanded to allow other content. And so when we needed a video streaming service after YouTube unceremoniously dumped us earlier this year, we're still on YouTube, but there's a story there. Anyway, they dumped us. We found Twitch, and it's been great. It's actually HD quality video. It's our best quality video. Twitch has its own chat room, which sometimes has some folks in there. In fact, Zorasta's in there. She has now subscribed to us for 9 months in a row. One of our longest running consistent subscribers on Twitch. Because what you do is when you subscribe on Twitch is if you have Twitch Prime, which is Amazon Prime, if you've got Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription per month. So you're already paying for this service. It's just you may not have been using that. So if you go on to twitch.lrn.fm, that'll take you right to our Twitch page. If you're logged in and you've got your Amazon connected, you know, to your Twitch, and there's a process on how to do that. You can just scroll down past our video window, and I've written, you know, the few steps that you need to take. It's very, very simple. And then you just simply subscribe to us via your Twitch Prime, and then we get like a couple bucks out of your Amazon Prime subscription, and Amazon doesn't get to keep that money. They send it to LRN.FM instead, so it's a way for you to help us out. We got a couple dozen subscribers, not a huge amount, but I appreciate everybody that does that, and that does get you special access to our subscribers-only, our supporters-only channels on our Discord server, which is our chat server. So get on over to our Twitch channel. And if you don't, you know, if you don't have the ability to subscribe, you can definitely follow the channel, and then you'll get notices of when we're going live every single night. So head on over to twitch.lrn.fm. Okay, so an update here. This from Newsweek.com on the Texas woman of Hamilton, Texas, who had a sign in her yard depicting the GOP elephant putting its trunk under the skirt of a female who's yelling help. And apparently, after some online controversy over the sign, police showed up.
Online controversy started by Republican Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller.
Sid Miller, correct. Claiming falsely that the girl on the poster was supposed to be Kavanaugh's daughter, which even if it was, and it's not, but even if it was, so what? It's, again, free speech. Even offensive speech needs protection.
Right. Del Carpenter, who's a law professor and First Amendment expert at Southern Methodist University, told the Dallas News, "There's no basis I can see for removing the sign. It's not obscene, and no court would find it to be. You can say it's offensive or distasteful, but that's protected under the Constitution." He added that Stanford has the right to have the offensive sign, and Miller has the right to lie to people on Facebook about what the sign actually means.
Miller's the politician that you're referring to. So the woman who actually created the sign, Marion Stanford, she said, according to Newsweek, the girl in the painting didn't depict Kavanaugh's daughter. It was a Washington Post cartoon from earlier or late 2017. Further, she told the publication she had been receiving threatening phone calls since Mr. Miller suggested the girl was the daughter of the Supreme Court nominee. And then she says, quote, "Police told me to remove the sign or they would take it and arrest me. So I let them take the sign."
Okay, so very
definitely manipulative. Under coercion.
Yeah, yeah, not the same as
misleading.
"Oh, please, Mr. Police Officer Man, take the sign out of my yard."
Yeah. It would have been better if she had, you know, let herself get, so to speak, you know, get arrested.
Well, I mean, it would have been something that would have immediately created a court case if she'd allowed herself to get arrested. But the average person just, you know,
they're
not going to do it.
But people don't stand up.
No, they don't.
And we lose our rights. We lose our freedoms. We lose our democracy.
Yeah.
And not that I'm necessarily a fan of our democracy. I don't.
It is
don't,
two wolves and a sheep deciding on.
Yeah. But it,
but you definitely lose your freedom.
Yeah. I mean,
I share your frustration.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I'm here in New Hampshire with a movement of people that are, some of them, actually willing to stand up for themselves and others.
Yeah. There's no place I'd rather be.
I think the metaphor of two wolves and a sheep voting on dinner is a little misleading. It's more like, you know, a herd of sheep and a smaller herd of wolves deciding on what's for dinner, and the sheep thinking, well, I'm going to be safe because I'm in the middle of the pack of sheep.
Mm.
So the wolves definitely are outnumbered by the sheep, but the sheep aren't the predators.
In other news, QZ.com reporting that, and I'm sure you've already heard of this story, Chris, California, one of the tech capitals of the world, is now going to be illegal to sell a router that has a default password on it.
What?
So if you buy a router, it typically is like, you know, admin is the username and password,
You know,
right?
There's a variety of different things that are going on nowadays with routers. Sometimes they do come pre-configured with a unique password,
mm-hmm.
so it's not as bad as it used to be. But this law is, well, go on.
Well, but that's how it was.
Yeah, right. That's always how it's
every router I've ever purchased. It's like admin, and then you go in and you change the password.
Well, I assume you haven't bought one recently.
A lot of bike
one from Bob.
Okay, true, and that is a default password on that.
Yeah.
So
a lot of bike locks or locks that you would use on a locker come, mm-hmm. especially, you know, the ones where it's like a 4-digit code.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They come with a default of like all zeros.
Some do, some don't. But yeah, so in this case, the story from QZ.com here points out that this new California law would make it illegal to manufacture or sell internet-connected devices that aren't equipped with a unique password or a feature that forces the consumer to set a personal password when the device is first used. It will take effect on January 1st of 2020. The range of devices the law covers is incredibly broad. It includes any device that connects to the internet, directly or indirectly, and has an IP address or Bluetooth address. Now, that sounds like a pretty...
Hold on. That sounds like cell phones.
Every cell phone would be included under that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the tactic that California is trying to employ could eventually lessen the severity of some of the most destructive cyber attacks. Unsecured routers and Internet of Things devices are routinely accessed and controlled by hackers who send millions of compromised devices to ping certain servers and overwhelm them. This is called the distributed denial of service attack. There's no doubt that having a weak password on your system is a bad security flaw. I agree with that concern. However, using the government to solve this problem is not the right way to do it, is it?
No, it's absolutely not the right way to do it. So, I mean, one of the reasons that you don't want to have a law like this is because there is going to be a cost involved in setting a unique password with each device that, you know, is being shipped.
Right, because normally you just flash the same code to every single device.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, there's also a printing cost, because now you have to associate the specific router with a specific, you know, username,
right,
password,
the instruction
that's on
booklet
it,
or something.
Instruction, right. So like there's these anymore. Additional costs. Now, in quantity, you might say, oh, it's only going to add a cent to it, but there's a lot of different regulations out there, and it all adds up. So it's easier, you know, to just say, hey, in the directions, change the password.
Right.
Yeah.
What happens? Let's say it is only a penny per page of whatever. What happens if in the assembly lines something gets out of order and now everything's one or two pieces off?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a nightmare.
But you don't find out.
You don't know.
Because
then what do you do? Recall?
Are you having somebody test everything as they're putting it in the box to make sure that the password, what it says on the piece of paper?
Increase costs dramatically doing
that. Which increases employment costs. Yeah. And why are you trying to, you know, keep people from having jobs as router testers?
And I do want to also add that in some cases it might be a penny a piece, but in other cases, if you're looking at a small router manufacturer, it might be dollars, you know, if somebody has to manually go in and configure each individual router.
Yeah.
I know for us it would be dollars a router.
Are you going to stop selling to California?
No.
So are you going to jump through these hoops?
No.
I'm not going to ignore them?
We're just going
to
ignore them.
Nice.
And
I'm
not even sure they'd be applicable to us because we're shipping from out of state anyway.
I don't know either.
Apply.
I mean, they might, but if they have a judgment against us, it doesn't necessarily mean it's enforceable, and there's all sorts of other things that, you know. But anyway, we might be compliant because we do tell users to, you know, set a password, I believe.
You encourage them.
Yeah, but I don't know if the law says they have to have, if it's just directions that are required, or if it's...
This says it has to have a unique password in order to be sold in California.
There is a unique key when the router first boots, so it is more secure than your typical router.
Out of time. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.